Born in Manna by Rufus Parker, April 1st, 2024. I don't believe that. The fool that said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Psalms chapter 14, verse 1. Today's more so. It seems like everything that has ever been created is given a day of recognition. My wife and I were doing our daily devotion, and the book in which we were using for that day said that it was National Pizza Day. I thought to myself, no wonder April 1st is Fool's Day. I guess everything else is given a day. So why shouldn't they have a national day as well? David said that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. David informs us, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show his handiworks. Psalms chapter 19, verse 1. If what we see around us does not reveal to us that there is a God, then we are blinded to truth. As Paul told the church at Corinth, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Millions of people around the world today are suffering and struggling because they have accepted the lie that there is no God. Jesus said, for without me you can do nothing. John 15:5. When we do not believe that there is a God, it opens us up to every evil and harmful spirit of the enemy of our soul. People today are suffering from mental health, depression, and suicidal thoughts because the world has encouraged them not to believe in God or religion. Jesus says that the truth would make you free. But not believing in God, it is a sure foundation for destruction. Don't be deceived into thinking that there is not a God, or else you will fall right into the foolish trap as some others and be doomed to hell for eternity. As Jesus told the people, I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. John chapter 8, verse 24. Sing this song with me today. He's the great I am, the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace, the great eternal wonder, holy counselor, and Zion's righteous governor. He's the great I am. Thought for today. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6.